Enthroned on our praise as we worship you, King of kings, Lord of all, holy God, we bless your holy name. Thank you for another day to magnify your name. Thank you for tonight. As we have come together in your name, we lift you up. Be magnified forever and ever. Father, have your way in the service tonight. Every spirit that is not of you, we command to leave. And only your Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the living God is welcome here and his function. We thank you, God, for our lives and every lives. As your sound goes through, may your people be set free. May your people worship you. May your people give thanks. And may your people receive that which you have prepared for them before the foundation of the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we open up our hearts to you tonight, Lord. Those that are worried or sick, those that are fretting, those that are backsliding, draw them back to you. Draw your children back to you. Holy Spirit, woo them back to you. Ministry angels assigned to them, go forth in the name of the Lord and bring them to salvation. We thank you, God, for Apostle. We bless him in the name of Jesus. Says in the mission field, strengthen him, refresh, rejuvenate him. And his team, touch their lives, touch the nation, minister grace to them. Thank you for the mighty works you are doing, the salvation of souls and miracles that are happening and setting the captives free. We give you praise for your mighty works. Lord, tonight be with us in the service. Let your word come now forth with power, with grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration. And Lord, draw your children to the place of revival. They have individual revival and corporate revival. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless, glory, and peace, church, and his family, and extended family. Touch everyone, O God. Lord, draw your people to your throne. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we have the cove lights? For me, it is dark. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shalom, everybody. Well, greetings from Apostle. He's in the mission field, and he sends his love and greetings. And I hope you are praying that more souls, there are a lot of souls, so wait for him to give us his testimony on Sunday. Praise the Lord. All right, we thank God for all of you, and we thank God for those of you watching online. May the Lord minister grace to you and your household. Well, tonight is Bible study. I think you're doing Book of Proverbs. So I will not be speaking from Proverbs. I'll just continue with what I was doing and then finish and continue with the value and the power of the word and how you need to apply it to your own life and knowing that the word of God is more valuable to God. So it should be most valuable to us. Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but not one dot, not one word of God shall ever pass away. I think that alone is powerful. So if you want to go for it, that is the gold of God. The word gold is not really the right word to use, but in the earth standard, so if you run the Olympics, what is the highest you get in an Olympic is gold. So that's reducing that to earthly standard. But for God's standard, gold is not the highest because gold is feet work. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, but if what is important to him is just like he says, three things are here to stay. Say, hope, love, and what? Huh? It's three things. It's in 1 Corinthians 13. Now abideth faith, hope, love. Three. Those three things should always be in your heart. Say abide. So stay in the word, you have to have that. The word is an abiding word. Bible says, Jesus says, if you abide in me, and what? And my word abide in you, you shall do what? Bear fruit. Okay, John 15. So we're not going to all of that. I'm not sure. Is my mic turning in and out, or we're good? Okay. So praise the Lord. So abiding. So abide. Say now abide three things. Those three things must be important to every one of us. Faith, love, and what? Hope. He said, but among these three, the best one of the three is what? Love. So love is the key. He said, love never fails. So if you want a non-fail system in your life, practice love of God, God's kind of love. There are all kinds of love. Amen. So it says, love never fail. And it says, perfect love casts out fear. These are all the words of God. So you see how important the word of God is in our lives. So whenever you are having a scuffle or something is disturbing you and you want to derail yourself, just go back to the love of God. Love of God never fails. Somebody say, I'll stay in a non-fail system. I think that's a good place to stay. So he said, if it never fails, that means I can apply that to my health, to my family, to my finance, to my business, to my career, to my relationship. I can apply that. A non-fail system. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you must load yourself with the agape love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, let's continue with the word of God, how it works, and it works quickly in our lives. I hope the ones you have heard so far, you've reread, and you are applying to yourself. Because if you just read and you cast it aside, it profits nothing. You must mix it with faith. You must mix it with belief. And then it profits you. Hallelujah. So let's go to tonight to Psalm 147, verse 15. Psalm 147, verse 15. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Not just swiftly, very swiftly. Do you know what God is saying? Anytime you hear the word commandment, it means God's word, God's speech. Huh? So, and you say whatever God is saying. So it can be the rhema, it can be the logos, it can be the written word of God, it can be the current spoken word of God into your system. It's exactly the same thing. It means utterance. Utterance, word, speech. So anytime you hear the commandment of God is saying exactly the same thing. You're just using different vernacular to say what it is. It's been a long time I use that word vernacular, so that. Praise the Lord. You can tell I'm from the English background. So our grammar is always very good. We have a little accent. That's the only thing. But praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. So God's word runs what? How quick? Swiftly. See, he sent his word. Who sent it? God is sending his own word. Tonight, he's sending his word to us. As he has sent his word to us tonight, he said, as we hear that word, his command, he sent forth his command upon the earth, his word runneth how quickly? Very swiftly. So that is why we can take this word, we can pray for somebody who's living thousands of miles away, and you send that word, and that person gets healed over there. Somebody shout hallelujah. But you have to believe that's what, whatever God says, it is. Amen. Whatever he say, it is. It's not like man. When man says something, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Just have a different agenda. But when God says something, he means exactly what he's saying. So when you speak the word of God, that's why you must learn to speak his word. When you speak his word, you can send that word. We are in an age where we send email. Once you type what you need to type, and you do what? Send. Is it still with you or it has gone? Praise the Lord. And then some people say, oops, I made a mistake. But if the person on the other side received and read it quickly and saved it, it doesn't matter whether you're deleting from your side, they got the message already. That is just man-made stuff. That's something that came, a technology that came from God, gifted to man, and man is using that. How much more the owner of that technology? Somebody shout hallelujah. That owner is saying, when I send my word, it runneth what? Swiftly. May the word of God run swiftly to wherever you send it to in the name of Jesus. May it run swiftly to gather all your extended family, your family members to Jesus. And may they be established and rooted in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May it run swiftly to heal every family member. In the name of Jesus. He sent his word. He sent his word and he runneth swiftly. He also sent his word. We read earlier. He sent his word and what? He healed them of all their diseases. Delivered them from all their destructions. Destructions will never find you. Because that destruction is coming, the word of the Lord is running to it. There's a game my children used to play where I don't know if they see how they, is it Pac-Man or whatever? You know, like when you press those things, it just eats up stuff. Right? So when you send the word of God, it just eats up those sickness and disease. Hallelujah. It just eats up all those wicked demonic spirits sent to attack your family. Eat them up. Somebody said the word of God will eat them up. And that means it's destroying them. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why God's word says, call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will answer you. The word will run swiftly to us, run in the earth. You are earth made. There's earthing, you are an earthing vessel. And in this earthing vessel, the word of God can run into it because you are the temple of the living God. Part of you is earth. Your spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, I'll just wait for you guys to put it up. 130. The entrance of thy words giveth what? Light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So even the foolish person, the word of God will turn that lack of inability to learn to understand, it will turn it and bring understanding. Did you see that? The entrance of thy words giveth light. So the word runs swiftly. Then when the word now enter the target, hallelujah, light will come. And when light come, darkness must go. Not later, immediately. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's having a brain fog. You just say, let there be light. And immediately that thing pop out. Shout hallelujah. Give us understanding even to the simple. So it will work for the wise. It will work for the simple. Somebody say, I receive the sent word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. All right. Let's continue. Go to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to do verse 4. Matthew 4:4. This is during the temptation of Jesus after he was baptized. He left the Jordan River after he had an encounter. The Holy Ghost came upon him. And when the Holy Ghost came upon him, he said the heavens were open.